Good day, good day, good day, everybody. Welcome to another edition of September 13th. And I haven't done this in a while. Like I said in past emails, I'll be slowing down this type of analysis. I'm just doing it for tonight, just for kicks. I haven't done it in a week. Anyways, here we have the futures for the U.S. They're all pointing up. Oil's up 2/3%. Gold is down. The VIX is up quite a bit, actually, 2.25. The Forex, pound against the U.S., USD, Japanese yen is up. And then we're getting into the world of the digital. They're down. They were up yesterday. FTSE's up slightly. Nikkei's down. So it's very mixed, but let's see what's going on in the charts here. On MotoWave, and these are CFDs and Forex from Oanda. But this is a poor man's gateway into the futures and options. Just to give you a rough idea of where things are. You can tell Australia before the virus global sickness kicked in, with all the militarization going on in both Australia and New Zealand, with their really heavy-handed lockdown. Australia wasn't up there, but you can see both countries back to number one as they appear to reopen somewhat. Canada as well. But here, with Brent crude, it's been flatlined, but starting to rally a little bit with the BCO, Brent crude oil. You see here a little bit of a really choppy move up for the British pound against the Swiss franc. And USD Japanese yen short, very range bound. Here's some gold, with a long. It's been a slight decline there. Gold in Australian dollar with a slight long. Two in Canada, very range bound, very stable. But just goes to show you what's going on in the U.S. markets, which we might see. And again, we have here gold in Singapore dollar, slight decline there. Very, very tight range bound for Britain. Maybe another Australia, New Zealand, solid decline. That lockdown's really hurt them. China, it's starting to rebound a little bit, at least bottom out. Let's see here, we're at 1 hour. So here you can see that big decline since February this year, and it's been nothing but down since then, for a variety of reasons, namely the probably credibility as well as the global sickness and all that. Euro pound drop in there. Let's see any of the other usual Scandinavian euro, Sweden, very range bound since August 22nd. Got three of them. Hong Kong 33, very, very flat for the Hong Kong 30 with a short there. Not a very exciting market. And also you can see here the peak, July 28th for USD, China yuan. It was like rallying a little bit after the decline and has gone back into solid decline. Here we have 2-year treasury. Once you start to see the treasury up there well before the U.S. stock market indices, goes to tell you where the indices are going. I'm not seeing them. But number one, we're seeing the 2-year, very flat with a short. We got three of those. More USD, Japanese yen, two more shorts. So it's not very exciting. Brent crude, slight long. Been range bound yet again. Everything's been range bound. August 25th. Very tough to trade that. Let's see, with natural gas. That's starting to rally. Okay, so it's August 26th there. From a low of price 394 all the way up to 490. So that's quite a bit since the end of August. Here we have soybean down. Declining since, looks like high there around July 19th. So I don't understand. We have the inflation calls, but you know, when you get these base agricultural product and they're declining, I don't know what's going on there. Looking for more all 4X. Oh, here's one. Very good. Just by fluke here, Japan and Japanese yen. Really big rally there. I was just checking that out. Low point, August 20th, 715 all the way up to 780. Pretty interesting. I'm going to put that on my little watch list, see here. It's always good to know these little rallies. That was Japanese yen. Australia, Canada looks like it's somewhat rallying, or was. It's been flatlined since September 3rd. Here's our first U.S. index. Had a rally from August 18th all the way up to August 29th. It's been really pretty well range bound and a little bit of a loss there. Top U.S. 30, declining since, been range bound yet again, but declining since September 5th. So as I said, yeah, the indices are not doing too good. But again, Brent crude, again, range bound here, August 26th, but up. France, big drop there in August 18th, and been kind of, again, sideways since August 24th. France got some shorts there. Nothing really exciting. Nothing at all. Lots of USD, Japan. Very, very dull for USD, Switzerland. Same with USD, Norway. Gold again, Australia, Canada. We've seen quite a bit of that. We're in the very good, so it's not a lot of choices here. We've already gone through these. Not seeing any silver yet. It's all gold. Couple there in gold and yen dropped off since September 3rd. Here we have Australia 200. Been very flat line, very range bound. This is when that global sickness lockdown has really gone nowhere since the 18th. I don't know. China, just not good. France, same. We've seen a lot of France. Euro, Canadian, very tight range, but a lot of product. Here's something with quite a lot of volatility. Euro, Denmark. I don't know. Not a lot to choose from. We got Hong Kong 33 again, very range bound for two of those with shorts. Okay, here we got Japan 225. Oh man, Japan 225 has been rallying since August 30th. We got a price here open 27,721 right now. Oh man, that's so rare. 30,400. Netherlands been rallying as well, but slight decline here starting September 6th, that's fairly recent. So Japan is doing really well in Nikkei. Wow, UK 10-year has been just sinking really bad there. Again, let me guess, August 20th. NASDAQ again, flatline. US 2000 tanking pretty hard there since September 2nd. US 30, very flat line, but big wide oscillation in the mean reverting. The only one I can see that really excites me is Japan. Here we had a really good rally for US Thai Baht here between July 5th, peaking at August 10th, and it's been a really hard decline. It may start to rally a little bit again since bottom here, August 31st, but it's very choppy on the move up. Here we have some more 2-year bond declining. Here we have a 5-year, very flat. It looks like it's Japan. The Nikkei. Bizarre. Who would think? WTI flat. Brent crude flat. Not very much, folks. We have a little rally here. Singapore and the Swiss franc. Here's copper. Ooh, hang on here. Okay, so we have a low point here. This was rallying a while back in May. So here, August 19th, price 397. Now it's starting to get up to 448. So it's moving up, but it's very choppy. And the last one we have is platinum. Very flat yet again. All right, so that's the way it looks. If you want to get on the chat server, just go over to quantlabs.info. We'll leave it at that. Thanks for watching. And all it really is just the Japanese yen. Or sorry, the Japanese Nikkei. Other than that, we will talk to you later. Thanks for watching.